Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather today is clear and mild. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining with gentle breezes, while in Tel Aviv it's warm and pleasant by the coast. In Haifa, expect a bright day with light winds. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, earlier this hour, Iran began a week of mourning in Tehran for Khamenei, turning the funeral into a demonstration against Israel. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, Netanyahu and Trump spoke on Friday and agreed to meet soon in the United States. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the Houthis have threatened Saudi Arabia, claiming they will strike by land and sea. Separately, JNS reveals that the IDF has killed Mohammad Jandia, a Hamas terrorist involved in the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez. And finally, I-24 News notes that Russia and Iran's terror proxies attended Khamenei's funeral, but Mojtaba was absent. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that the Saudi-led coalition accuses the Houthis of diverting attention from their violations in Yemen and promises a firm response. Hussein Abdul Hussein noted earlier today that Iran's access to certain media suggests regime approval of favorable coverage. According to I24NEWS English, plans for Gaza's future are advancing, with humanitarian zones considered regardless of Hamas's disarmament. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's mourning for Khamenei. Earlier this hour, Walla reported a massive ceremony in Tehran, marking a significant show of force against Israel. The event underscores deep tensions in the region, as Iran continues to position itself as a formidable opponent. This could further strain Israel-Iran relations. Turning to Netanyahu and Trump's upcoming meeting, the Jerusalem Post revealed this development earlier today. Their last meeting was before a joint U.S.-Israel attack on Iran in 2026. This potential reunion could signal new diplomatic efforts or policy shifts. The international community will be watching closely. Meanwhile, Ynet reported threats from the Houthis towards Saudi Arabia in the past hour. They accused Riyadh of intercepting an Iranian plane in Sana'a. The situation remains volatile, with potential implications for regional security and alliances. Separately, JNS detailed earlier today that the IDF's operation resulted in the death of Mohammad Jandia. He was responsible for the tragic events involving Captain Daniel Perez in 2023. This operation may bring a sense of justice, but also highlights ongoing tensions with Hamas. Finally, I-24 News highlighted Russia and Iran's presence at Khamenei's funeral. Russia's involvement signifies complex geopolitical ties, while Mojtaba's absence raises questions about Iran's internal dynamics. Such developments may influence regional alliances and power structures. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Amiram Shachar, founder and CEO of Upwind, stated at the Microsoft AI Tour in Tel Aviv that AI agents are reshaping the cyber landscape. This shift could impact cybersecurity strategies globally. Separately, according to Walla Business, the IDF has purchased tactical radars from Israeli company Magos, enhancing defense capabilities in the north. This investment highlights Israel's focus on strengthening national security infrastructure. And finally, Globes reports that Israel Railways has opened a new eastern line. This expansion connects key regions and is set to improve transportation and economic connectivity within Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.